Okay, let's get cracking as we finish off Perek Vav, the sixth Perek of Maseches Brachos today. And then we're going to begin the seventh Perek as well. But let's get started. Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches. Says the Mishnah, Achal te'enim anavim verimonim. If a person eats figs, grapes, or pomegranates, or really any of the Shivas Haminim, any of the special seven species that grow in Eretz Yisrael that we use to praise Eretz Yisrael, Mevarich Acharehen Shalosh Brachos. We should make after such brachos, after such fruits rather, we should say Shalosh Brachos, we should bench. Shalosh Brachos, three brachos, refers to Birchas HaMazon, refers to benching, because benching really includes three brachos on a De'araisa level. More brachos were added on later, as the Gemara explains. The first three brachos were also established by different members of the history of the Jewish people. But the Shalosh Brachot refers specifically to benching. Divrei Rabban Gamliel. So according to Rabban Gamliel, if you eat any of the Shivas Haminim, you got to bench. V'chachamim omrim, but the Chachamim say, Bracha achas me'ein shalosh. No, you should say one bracha that's really like three, which we refer to as Al HaMichya. After you eat any mizonos, you say Al HaMichya, but if you eat any of the Shivas Haminim, including grape juice and so on, any grapes, anything that stems from the Shivas Haminim, from the seven species, you say Al HaEitz. If you look in a bencher, you'll see that Al HaEitz is part of Al HaMichya as well. So said the Chachamim, we paskin like the Chachamim, that if you eat any of the Shivas Haminim, you don't make a bench, rather, you would make an Al HaEitz. Third opinion of our mission, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, Afilu achal shelek, v'hu mizonu. Even if a person eats a cooked vegetable, but that's your meal, that's your food, mivarich acharav shalosh brachos. Even then, says Rabbi Akiva, you would make, you would bench, you would say the three brachos of benching. And certainly we do not paskin this way, but he even takes it a step further. Not only the Shivas Haminim, but any vegetable, according to Rabbi Akiva, it would require benching. And most likely it seems to be that he's based on the fact, as we mentioned a few times already, the Torah tells us, Achalta v'savata uveirachta, that if you're satisfied, you bench. So if you're satisfied on vegetables, according to Rabbi Akiva, that would work as well. Again, we don't paskin that way, and we assume that, like the Chachamim, that the only time that you bench is after eating bread. Finishes off our Mishnah. Hashosa mayim litzma'o. If a person drinks water to quench his thirst because he is thirsty, omer shakol ne'ebedvaro. You would make the bracha of shakol ne'ebedvaro. So if you're just drinking water because you, let's say, take medication, and in order for the medicine, for the pill to get down your throat, you need to take a little bit of water. So in that situation, you would not make the bracha of shahakal, you would just use the water, you would not make a bracha at all. It's a bit of a machlokas. There's some people that drink water not because they're thirsty, just because it's hot, they want to stay hydrated, or because they're on some diet where they need to drink, but they're not actually thirsty. It's a bit of a machlokas, a question, should they make a bracha of shahakal on water? We generally assume that you do, that if you're drinking the water for any benefit of the water itself, you're thirsty, or you want to stay hydrated, or whatever the case may be, then you would make the bracha of shahakal. But if you just need the water to practically get the medication, get the pills down your throat, then you would not make a bracha of shahakol. Rabbi Tarfon, Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Borei nefashos rabos. Rabbi Tarfon disagrees, and he says, no. Water is so essential, so critical to our lives, that you don't make a shahakol on water. Rather, you would say, Borei nefashos on water. Now, we do say Borei nefashos after that we drink the water. Rabbi Tarfon, though, holds that you would make Borei nefashos before we drink the water, but of course we paskin like the Tanakhama, namely, we hold that you would only make a shahakol on water beforehand, and you would make a Borei nefashos on water after, and again, only when you are actually looking to quench your thirst, when you are thirsty. That is the end of Perek Vav, the sixth Perek of Brachos. Now we are going to begin the seventh Perek of Brachos as we discuss the mitzvah of zimun, of when you have people eating together. We have a zimun, we have people benching together and leading the benching. Let's begin. Perek Zayin, the seventh Perek, Mishnah Aleph. Shlosha she'achlu ka'achas chayavin lezamein. Three people who eat together are obligated to make a zimun. The Gemara discusses various sources for that, but that is a halacha, that whenever you have three people that eat together, not just eat anything, but when they're eating hamotzi together, perhaps if you have two people eating hamotzi and one person having mizonos, then that would work as well. But the three people that are eating hamotzi together are obligated to make a zimun. Achal demai umaser rishon shenitla trumaso. If a person eats demai, what's demai? Demai, and you'll see this. There's about the Mishnah is about to give us a whole list of items, all of which are really aser, but they're aser on a derabanan level. They're not aser on a deraisa level. They're aser on a midrabanan, on a rabbinic level. So demai is a fruit where there's a suffix. There's a question: was my trumos and maestros taken from it? We have to separate truma for the Kohen. We have to separate maaser for the Levi. Was that separated or not? It was bought at a market from an Amaretz, from someone who's not so knowledgeable. So on a Daraisa level, it's fine. But on a Darabana level, we assume that we should separate it. We should separate the truma and the maaser from that. And that is demai. Umaser rishon shenitla truma. So maaser rishon is that which we give to the Levi, where shenitla trumaso, where the truma gedola, the truma was taken from it, umaser sheni vehekdesh sheniftu, or maser sheni, which we bring to we bring it to Eretz Yisrael, certain types of to Yerushalayim rather, it's special types of food that we bring that you're not supposed to eat in wherever you live, rather you bring it to eat in Yerushalayim. A lot of times what they would do is shenif, they would redeem it, because it's hard to take a whole piece of meat, a whole chicken, or whatever the case may be, and bring it to Yerushalayim and redeem it there. So people would often redeem it in their hometown, bring that money with them to Yerushalayim. It's much easier to bring money with you to Yerushalayim. They'd bring money with them, and they would redeem it there. But the difference is that when you redeem it, you have to add an additional fifth, a chomesh, a fifth of the value you have to add to that. So if it's worth $100, you have to take $120 and bring that money to Yerushalayim and buy food and eat that meat in Yerushalayim. The hashamish she'achal kezayis, or a situation where the shamish, the waiter who's waiting on your food, he eats a kezayis of bread, and he wants to be included in the zimun. V'hakusi, or a kusi, the kusim, where a group of people at the end of the first Beis Hamikdash period, who they converted to Judaism, because they were being attacked by lions, and they thought that the way that this terrible thing of the lions attacking them will stop is if they convert to Judaism. There's a bit of machlokas. Are kusim really true and valid gedim? Are they real good converts or not? A bit of machlokas. This Mishnah seems to assume that they are. But those are the kusim. So in all of these cases, whether they're eating demai, or a shamish, a waiter's eating with them, in all of these cases, ideally, they wouldn't eat such items. They wouldn't have those together. Mizamnin aleihem, but in any of these situations, they may make a zimun on that. You can make a zimun with a kusi, you can make a zimun with a waiter who ate a kezayis, you can eat on ma'aser sheni v'hekdei sheniftu. It was redeemed without the fifth, okay, but you could still make a zimun on all of these items. But you may make a zimun on these items. But says the Mishnah, aval, however, achal tevel, but if they eat tevel, tevel's aser da'arayis, so we know for a fact that truma and maser was not separated. Umaser sheni shelo nitla trumaso, or maser sheni that was given to the Levi, we know for a fact that truma was not taken from it. Umaser sheni v'hektesh shelo niftu, umaser sheni v'hektesh, that was not redeemed. You're just eating it wherever you want, and you're not redeeming it at all. V'hashamish she'achal pachos mikizayis, or a shamish, or the waiter who eats less than a kizayis. V'hanachri, not, or a someone who's completely not Jewish, not a kusi, who we're not sure, is he Jewish, is he not, but a nachri, someone who's completely not Jewish, in mezamdin 11, in all of these cases, you cannot make a zimun at all. So the Tosfos Yontav actually points out what's interesting is that Ein Mezamnin Alav, he quotes a machlokas. Does Ein Mezamnin Alav mean you can't make a zimun, but you would be able to make a bracha on tevel? You would be able to make a bracha on Maaser Sheni v'Hekdesh Shelo Niftu. You would be able to make a bracha on Maaser Rishon Shelo Nitla Shumas. You would be allowed to make a bracha, but you would not be allowed to make a zimun, or no, that you certainly can't make a zimun, but you also can't make a bracha. This is referring to the machlokas that we quoted earlier between the Rambam and the Ravid. Can you make a bracha? Can you make a bracha on items that are asur? That seems to be a machlokas, and certainly the Rambam and the Ravid would understand the ending words of our Mishnah differently as well. Ein mezamnin alav, can they eat, make a bracha at all? But certainly, according to our Mishnah, they cannot make a Zeman. Have a great day.